particle return.
Initiative, command, sensors, and dodge.
Yeah, because I'm just making you a little chart.
What do we roll for initiative?
Command.
So you roll command twice, then you roll sensor, then you roll helm.
Initiative.
Oh, and you roll engineering too. Let's see how much extra power you got.
Kevin realizes he has many ships.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to roll. I want to roll command.
Yeah. Make a little chart with initiative, command, sensor,
and dodge,
and engineering.
So what did the numbers end up being for engineering?
7 is 5%, 10 is 10%, and 13 is 15%.
An initiative command, just like everything else, right?
Yeah. Okay. The top two are command, then there's sensors.
What's the second command for us again?
One command is for, like, in fighting. And if you roll above, it's got to base a 7.
Yeah.
And if you get, like, a 9, you get a plus 1 to everything. That's all the only thing you're really doing.
Okay. How's that acceleration rule you were talking about work?
You can always stop, but you can only go up to, you can only increase your speed by up to half of your maximum.
So you can't get a full speed instantly.
Right. If you're going at 1, you can increase it by like 4.
Are we all considered to be stopped right now?
You're all moving at full tempo.
Okay.
So Donald and Chris, you know, just because the NPC came up, say, we're going to destroy your planet.
What was this?
Or something. Yeah.
What?
I'm going to stop you.
To go, for me, to go 7, it costs 7. To go 9, it costs 18.
Some ships are slower.
Okay.
Some ships are slower.
And I get, on the bright side, I get plus 15 power.
Okay, so.
Initiative is command. And you might need to cook it up so we can lift it up.
That's where it starts getting scary right there.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
There's 14.
There's probably sensors.
Two. Three.
Go, Crystal, go.
Okay. That wasn't so bad, except for that initiative.
Sensor lock of 5.
Okay.
And Crystal.
Oh, you didn't come through, Crystal.
You disappoint us all.
It's like an 11 or something, isn't it?
No, it's merely a 9.
You sickened me.
Oh. But I'll come with quick. Switch her with Chris.
I'll just go to the brig.
Thanks to the good equipment, however, we only need a sensor lock of 5. So that helps us somewhat, even though you're...
I wouldn't write your numbers down like that, because it's not as intuitive. I write my initiative, I wrote command plus 1, sensors plus 1, dodge plus 1, energy 5%.
All right.
Just because
I'll write the next column. Yeah, then I'll use up 2 columns for her. Dodge.
You get roll this
10.
5.
Roll that 10.
Oh,
no.
Follow the definition.
11.
8.
Plus 2. 6.
No, click when you get 7.
7.
So how's the dodge?
I left check for 5.
Okay.
7's good. 4.
What were the numbers for dodge?
Your dodge number is on the below your turn nodes.
Depending on my character,
you put down your
where
your
right hand
is. Into the battle bay.
Yeah, right where you put your finger on the number.
So what about that?
Okay, every 2 you get above that, it's a plus 1 for them to hit you.
So it's based on whether we turn or not in a turn.
No.
It's based on your
helm. You roll your helm.
How big your ship.
You roll your helm, and that number over there is your base. If you get... For every 2 points above that number, you get a plus 1.
So I have a dodge of 5, so if I get 7, I get a plus 1.
For that issue.
So, okay, so initiative.
So I have a dodge of...
It's plus everything two. I get above 7 by 2s.
Yeah.
So I get 9, plus 11, seven. So I get plus 3 for that.
Sensor.
Okay, and sensor, everything above 5, so plus 2 for that.
Yeah. That's nothing. Engineering is plus 5%,
right.
Which 5% of 190.
The basics are
well, of 200.
Yeah,
8,
10, 8,
7, right?
8.5, 8, 5.
Okay.
So
you have
well, that's 15% energy.
Wow.
Cool.
I got 5% also.
That means this
five,
round.
7.
So this round I have 89
four,
energy.
I have
17.
Really?
You got
one
of those
for me?
Well,
I thought it was 2, you beat the 6 by, right?
Right.
Your command roll adds to your target. Yeah. You roll it once for initiative, then you roll it a second time for your targeting. So
the only thing you don't roll out of the 5 rolls is tactical.
What do you mean? Yeah, you roll tactical, don't you?
Well, we actually fire.
That's for the actual firing.
Oh.
You didn't roll tackle.
Oh, well, it's the same as command.
Fine. I'd love to give them a
fire. That's when we actually fire. That's something that actually rolls a fire.
Wait, does the second command actually add to your other rolls?
Yes. Second command only adds to the firing.
Oh, only adds to firing.
Okay.
Him
again?
Well,
no, that's Cavillon.
Does command add to
him again?
Does command add to
another recurring villain?
More than one recurring villain.
Yeah, two for the season.
Does the command add? It adds to the. It adds plus one.
To you when you fire.
Okay, so nothing else.
The weird
nothing
thing
else.
Is, Cavillon is actually Tasha Yar's daughter.
Ah! Looks surprisingly like her.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. Alright, this guy goes first. Because they're the aggressors, so
my initiative is dick.
We're still calmly talking.
It's a little better than mine.
Let me see, how much power
do I have?
And you're going on when?
And Tiggy Legs and then four.
That's a piece of horseshoe.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's not like they don't know.
We all count as stopped him?
No, we're all moving forward.
We're all moving forward.
Forward and pulse, okay.
So does everyone move 7-9, or does everyone have different
speed? A torpedo spread?
Yes, right. Well, let Kevin say that.
What are these?
Let me say that.
Klingon ships?
So a torpedo, a single torpedo and a torpedo spread.
I'm close.
Take the same
fire. Wait, what? Those are all close.
But, well,
so torpedo there.
Yes.
Okay.
What hexes are our fronts and what are aft? Is it just 3 and 3 and spreading aft cap?
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure.
3 front.
Not positive.
Yeah, it either way.
Hey, Kev, a single torpedo and a spread count the same amount of energy.
Would you like me to look it up?
Apparently. Or does a spread cost 25?
I thought it was pretty simple.
Or does the spread cost
9?
He's got 5.
Well, why are some people spread 5 and some people 8?
Because you have more
torpedoes.
Yeah.
Well,
you
can
do 8 ones?
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, but
one point per torpedo.
Doesn't matter.
That's for damage.
No, the higher, if you roll really high, you do more damage. If you did more, you can do more damage. Although, realistically, if it's 5 per torpedo, you're probably not going to want to be firing all.
Right.
Because, you know, you're only liable to roll enough to hit with 2 or 3 torpedoes.
I'll say that a spread is just 10 points.
Okay.
Okay.
I would probably fire spreads when their shields are down just to blow the crap out.
Oh, you're so cool. I thought my Shannon was a killer in this group.
Me too.
You don't make Admiral by being soft.
Apparently you make Admiral by being nuts.
No, that's
Colorado.
I thought it was Admiral now.
The person who said they got
that was the old way.
Right?
How many torpedoes would your spread?
On your sheet.
I got 5.
It's on your sheet.
It's right under it. It's a spread column.
I'm asking you how many.
I'm not
going to know how many your spread is. You know, you can just tell it.
Figure out for the purposes of is the internal discussion.
My spread is 8.
Like a
6.
Yes, it does. What's your energy requirement for that?
They're all 5.
They're all 5.
Okay.
All
someone's in the 8.
Well, except for.
You've got 8 torpedoes. The spread is 8.
Kevin just said a spread is always 10.
Okay.
So to shoot 1 is 5.
Shoot 1 is 5.
X
shoot
is
a spread
10.
Is 10.
But you waste the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, might run out.
If it's a long battle, you never know.
30 turns of firing.
Right.
I could use it. I mean, I only have 50 torpedoes. I could empty that out and...
Turns?
No.
I have 250.
I can empty that out in two turns. But after two turns, I don't
plus
have
one.
Two left.
Wow. One.
Shit. Oh, you're firing backwards, too?
Well, yeah.
Just, it's a space.
Just, you know, theoretically, without firing backwards, it would be 4.5 turns.
Well, something tells me, you know, if you're in a position where you need a fire spread out in front and the back, you probably will be wanting to.
I would take 15 turns of firing 8 torpedoes out the front and 8 out the back before.
God, you have
250.
Wow.
I got 160.
I have 200.
75.
Wow, they just didn't put many torpedoes on the Defiant class.
So
I think they're supposed to guard planets or something, aren't they?
Yeah, they're supposed to be short-range combat ships.
Well, they're big and lasers. Torpedoes are all big and pumping and bulky and stuff.
Yeah.
They go up space.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to be short-range, and that makes sense, because they have some kick-butt short-range weapon.
You shooting at me, Kevin?
Yeah.
It's cool.
All lasers and...
Do you have, like, little markers for who's moved and who hasn't? Are that what the little white things are, or are those like little... Do we have markers?
Not really. You can use dice as...
Can you use little white dice or something? Where's the dice cube?
Can you, like, try for your ship?
Let's just start getting...
Are the Klingons cloaked, Kev?
I just want to put things on...
They're not cloaked.
People will move and fire.
So I don't even know they're there.
Sure, you're using it.
But we're not exactly where. We can't fire them, right?
Yeah. You're not exactly sure. But you must be able to clean them on it.
There.
The little cloud. Shoot
the cloud.
I hide it.
Which one's firing?
One, two.
And he's moved as well, or?
Yeah, he moved 2 hexes forward. Full impulse.
Good job, King.
That's bullshit.
We were able to, like, fly around circles around them.
Two spreads of missiles.
On the actual.
And what size disruptors?
Two. They aren't even going to be able to turn, because their turn mode is going to be so bad.
No, it'll be much easier.
You can also, if you don't, actually move out of your head, you can actually turn around. But
turn around and how far?
Up to
1-2.
That's okay.
So we're going to we're just going to charge it forward on the contingency?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, are you
an admiral by not making which, brainless charges?
So, okay, which two are defending the planet?
Those two.
Which two are, you two are the two coming in, chasing Coop, or
no,
chasing the rogue
ship?
Okay.
Two missiles
did you. So I'm like the independent floater.
No, you.
Where am I coming from?
You're
yeah.
To get here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Frank, the three of us.
Front shield.
Kinsir move.
You can go down in the first turn unless you move them. I told you.
Move now. The drunk rogue female captain has been replaced by the stable male.
Drunk male.
Donald just almost got taken out by a Kazenti.
Well, sure. If they all fired them, yeah, he'd be dead.
Who else is fired?
This guy fired up Donald.
Oh, okay.
So he could fire and move.
Hold the idea.
I thought I would
hide the cloud. Oh, you have a shield again. Well, if you have a shield,
motherfucker,
I'll
find
the
phone.
Or
I'll cast them. No, and I can move away because the other guys are really fucking slow.
So you're going to turn 2?
That's pretty tough.
That's really, really hard. That's like a 10 or something.
Right.
Oh, good. I have to move first.
Yeah.
Look at your turn mode. See, turn mode is how many you've moved.
Well, see, your turn mode has been satisfied, so you move at least 4 points. So the first turn is going to be 3.
Okay. Okay, for the first turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you turn and move forward, actually.
Give him your app. You still have shields there.
Still have shields everywhere.
So if I turn again...
You can only 2 shields.
You if I turn again, I have to roll...
So you only move once, so that's turn 101.
Okay.
So you got to make the turn 101.
Is there a... what's the engineering role to raise your sensor by whatever X?
That would be
okay. I make a 7.
Double the sensor power.
Thankfully, my helm guy has a
double the sensor power.
Oh, sorry, not sensor. I meant shield.
Sorry, when your shield is knocked down, you said if you get an engineering role, you can raise it or start raising it or whatever.
I assume little by little.
So how many hexes does that count as? One, two. Okay, so turn one.
Okay, critical. Turn. Glad you're there.
Okay.
Hey.
Three, four.
Well, I got you well, Dave.
Yeah.
Just go like that. Okay. You would, you've got four hexes, so you turn over satisfied.
Can you shoot before you move?
Yeah, I'm shooting before I move.
Turn mode being satisfied means that he can turn free.
Yes.
First.
What happens if you
so
are able to the turn?
So I'm at range of four.
With a four number.
You don't. You want straight.
So if I shoot at, where was I?
So the cube is moved.
Oh, put a number on it?
Yeah. Oh, you
know, where was I? If you try and make a turn mode and fail. All
right, so my range two, the close guy is...
You keep moving forward one, you take some damage.
Okay.
You take one, you lose it.
Well, what's my range for the guy with the die on him?
The angle was four.
Okay.
Four initially.
Right. Because I fired before I moved.
Okay.
And my range to the next guy back would be 5, 6, 7?
Yeah.
So is there an advantage in shooting at the guy who hasn't gone yet?
Probably.
Yeah. Or be there at all.
Range.
Yeah, for Chris there is.
You won't really blow it up.
Well, 6 to the other guy.
6 to the other guy. Okay, that's still long range for the phasers either way.
Yeah, usually.
And the same range. All right, so I'll fire at the farther away guy.
One of the two are larger than three or four. Do you do plus one damage?
Yeah.
If their shields are up, it's plus one.
And if not, then it's plus extra.
So instead of like doing 20, you do 21?
Yeah.
If you hit with two.
If they have their shields up. If they don't have their shields up, you do an extra 20.
So there's no point in doing spreads before shields go down.
Little.
If you got lots of you got
if you have lots of torpedoes, and
torpedoes
some power to spare, why not?
No point for me to do it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
There is a point when their if their shield is down, like their back shield is
okay,
down,
so they got to plus two for the dodge.
Because they can turn around.
They hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've got a plus three for my targeting.
And if you shoot two weapons, the next one.
Okay.
So right now you got a plus one.
Which one do you suppose are
three weapons. So
you got a minus one.
So, okay. And my range is that.
Coop was smart, but hey.
Probably. He just got the hell beat out of him.
Yep.
He's probably going to win.
Oh, I didn't know those were anybody.
Oh, and I'm firing.
Firing
him.
Yes, maybe I'm not supposed
is.
To, but
I'm firing
him. Apparently, you didn't see it.
I'm firing a spread, so for every plus
two.
What do these things mean, then?
Three is 75%, and it's plus three to hit you in
there. Well, I think a whole lot of this is
plus two to hit you in there.
And this is a tactical roll, right?
Yep.
Five. Minus one,
I need to cast
Klingons.
All five misses hit.
One.
Do I cast
B
any of them?
What?
What
Klingons?
Good
shot.
I rolled five torpedoes and two phasers per 16.
Kevin
said we knew there was both Klingons there.
So 32 plus 24.
Okay.
Smash the
forward
shield.
56
damage to him?
Yeah.
He's a big ship like you. Remember how we blew apart just with our ship, three of them?
No. I wasn't there that week.
You weren't there. We took out three Pazenti ships.
Ah,
with Dave at the helm.
Right.
I can tell you.
No.
Those are tiny Pazenti ships.
Remember he shot on them before they shot at us?
True.
Fulton fires first.
Yeah.
He's the only commander in the entire ship I have any respect for.
Did I punch through the shields at all?
You destroyed the front shield, well, at least the normal one. and then 3 points down. Unfortunately, the shields are right there.
3 points of damage.
Too bad the phasers don't take the shields down first, and then all the torpedoes blow the crap out of them.
All together. Of course, when Chris comes up and he's not destroyed, probably
blow up. Oh, no!
Which one's the one that was hit?
Technically, you're not
there.
One.
Yeah. I think nobody's.
What's his name?
Katayans.
Oh, Katayans.
We have met him more than once.
On 10, Klingon ship 2.
Does he decloak?
No.
Well, the cloaking takes like 60 power or something, so basically
yeah,
they can
pretty much
dig.
Cloak now.
Unless they cloak.
Well, of course you can.
They could like sneak up behind one of you guys.
Sure.
At which point that doesn't do them any good. Right. They got torpedoes in the butt.
Well, and 360 degree phasers.
Yeah.
At least whatever. Most Federation ships pretty much can fire forward, but most of these guys, their main weapons fire forward.
Cool.
Oh, I got a Klingon ship. What did I tell you right now? What did I tell you?
You're still going down.
I ran into the other two chase ships.
I followed to the letter.
You killed the rogue Enterprise ship first, rogue Federation ship first, because he's obviously invoking hostilities on these helpless Klingons.
There seem to be Klingons deep within Federation space.
I thought we were right on the border.
Myself and my psychiatrist right now.
It's right on the border.
I think you're all hallucinating.
Federation space. Obviously, they saw the crazy person coming, and we're going to head them on.
I wouldn't do that.
We can deal with the Discovery after we deal with the Klingons.
Oh, yes, please, deal with us later.
Don't the Klingons, have one big gun that shoots from the front?
What class is that? What class are all three of these, as a matter of fact? I guess I don't know the other two, but what class
is
this?
A Kvork class.
A Kvork, eh?
Yep.
What's that mean?
Size plus four.
It's smaller than me. You guys are seven.
But it's a battlecruiser.
Which means that they don't...
The size of Shannon.
Scientists on it.
That means if they get too hurt, they'll...
Okay, so it's like a Shannon. It's a small ship with a bunch of weapons.
They use for their... Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they there because they're a Kevorkian?
Oh, geez. They probably have a shitload of weapons.
Do anybody ever play Star Frontiers where the enemy, the Sathar, were never supposed to have been successfully captured? They have all sorts of weapons which knock people out.
Yeah.
Just a big mystery.
Have ever been captured?
Yeah.
Nobody's ever seen one.
And it says, and their explanation is, when they're captured, they'll eat poison and kill themselves or something like that.
Kind of explode.
Really? That's diabolical.
Was it like UFO where the aliens, the Martians, disappeared after they died? The old science fiction series?
They just have a poison sack or something.
But it only works for killing himself.
Yeah, I can't figure out how you possibly thwart somebody who... When you capture them and they wake up, try to eat poison.
He's going for two torpedoes, spread, and two disruptor bolts at you.
Oh, wow. Plus three on everything.
Only a small fit, lots of guns.
That's three.
That's
what you thought?
Eight, but I don't know what that means.
So you rolled an eight?
No.
No.
He didn't get any.
My dodge is normally eight.
So plus zero.
Yeah.
Plus zero.
So basically your dodge is a base number. The lower it is, the easier it is for you to dodge. And you just tell them the bonus you got based on how well you dodge.
So if you power everything down, can you fire a wave motion gun? Was that just a hit? No?
Sure.
No, he's missing.
So this is much easier.
You shouldn't have fired that many with... Oh, well, they didn't dodge well.
It's true. But I have a plus five to shoot everything.
This will hit with whatever you shoot.
Everything will hit.
That's good, because there's like 1,000 of these little guys.
But we don't know about them.
Yeah.
But it is good.
You take 43 to your first shoot.
All right.
Yeah.
How many weapons hit?
Can I change the change the engineer to fixing the forward shield instead?
What do you do?
Probably you declare it at the beginning of the round.
Well, it's beginning of your turn.
Oh, beginning of my turn.
Yeah.
Well, that's
fine.
So it is important to write
down.
So is shield down
minus 43?
Because it's the same.
Minus 43, Kev?
Yeah.
How much shield power do we have left? That's not shield.
17.
What do you mean, we, white man?
Chris is standing there on the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Your character, sorry.
Yeah, 17. But my crack engineering squad will up it by...
Sorry, because he wants to...
What is it? Is it 5% of the... 5% of the normal, I guess.
Of the full, so...
5% of the full.
The 60.
Okay.
So 4. So 3. That's not very effective.
No.
Yeah, but, you know,
that's not too bad.
So what was it?
Better off getting power.
Okay.
The engineering staff.
You get,
well, still not much.
Do you get the fullback or the current?
But you don't keep it, or do you... You can't, but you can't keep adding on to that, right? Or is that just, you have to make that roll to keep that up? Mm-hmm. How does it work? Let's say you...
I was thinking it was adding back to the total.
Adds back to the total.
Oh, it adds back to the total. Okay.
So you just regenerate the shield.
Okay.
Is that a percentage of the total or a percentage of the current?
The percentage of the mission mass.
What, okay. So is what is it? Is it now 10% of the
eight.
Max?
Yeah.
So I just gained 8 back.
Yeah.
Or I will gain 8
which
back.
Is like nothing. So.
No, okay, yeah, that's why.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, that helps.
A little bit.
Means that you can sort of fly off, come back in 3 more rounds, and be
especially if you've got to be some
somewhat not dead.
Because so you can get
50%. Can the engineering people do more than one thing at a time?
30.
Not
really.
Yeah, I know.
30%.
I said
15%. You see, the thing is, almost always
so
more
shields
that generate
more power.
20, 30
instead.
Huh?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It depends.
I mean, there's always
something. You can always, like, being at the edge of the map, you can just stop and drop his rear shield.
It appears up the edge of the world.
They make fun of people who do that. Where I come from.
Okay, I'm 9. Because it's see what it's going to go.
Damn it.
Got no front shields, huh? So I should repair that instead. Not that I need to hold it in here. And shift and move away.
You're going to be sorry, Ass Jack.
I point at him in my view screen. Call him Ass Jack.
I want that guy to move at 9. I don't want him to go after me.
Which guy?
The guy that I'm going to be bearing down on at my turn.
This guy? Oh, those little guys.
I don't know about the other guys.
I'll come and return them.
You're killing us!
Help us! Help us!
Okay,
17. Hey! What are the last 70 years?
Oh! 10, 20, 30. Sorry.
Oh, you're there. Just a surprise you didn't, the way you exploded.
Okay, and then with the key point of power, you are two missile salvos, and then one of the minor phases.
You shoot a phaser in this?
Number one, two of you.
They have phasers!
Oh, the trucker.
Oh.
Phaser.
I thought those boys only moved two. How come that one has a four on it?
Because he set up on his turn one. So you just got moving
forward.
So
okay.
What's your dodge trip, Chris?
Okay, dodge. I have plus two.
Okay. And your range here. Well, plus two.
A highly skilled but not too bright cat got helm the guy in box.
Oh, this is everything.
What the hell are you doing that?
I have a fast shift.
You can move 22?
No, the last was my range.
Okay.
That was 9, 8. I have 2 8s, so you can go first.
Woohoo, villains go first.
Well, they're attacking.
Oh.
Touch the way of the world. Number 4. That's left shield. Now move fast. 1, 2, 3.
I assume your shield configuration from last turn stays until your new turn?
Right.
Okay, so there's a little bit of strategy here.
Okay. I'm trying to get more power to actually get me.
We should be able to take out that Klingon down there.
That one
we'll just shot at you because we can both fire at him. One of us will probably take out his shields and the other will finish taking out his shields and knock out his
wall. What
kind of shields
are you guys?
What?
If you can't have a favor, you just
put
it up.
I should
pull more points of power and
what?
More points of damage.
Yeah.
Well, just to have a spare energy.
I should be able to do 90 points to him.
I can only do 40 because he's outside the range of my phasers after my movement.
Have you killed me yet?
Well, you can get really close.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I should be able to do 90 points.
Good job, Admiral.
Alright, he shoots 2 one-shot missiles.
How do you shoot 2? He has more than one.
He's not shooting in the front. He's got 2 launchers in the front.
Oh, okay.
In the front.
Oh, I could also.
My helmet is much closer.
I can't quite get
that
Klingon into my aft, which would be nice. Just take some shots from the aft now. Use up those shields. I can't quite match it.
You can move shields 2-for-1. Requires an invisible.
Whoop. That guy goes. That changes all my strategy.
So he will move his 5. He drops out a cloak.
5?
I can't do both at once, he says.
What?
Who can? Maybe Paul's
team.
I got a target. Yeah,
have to
finish off that one on your own. Sounds like you can.
Look at the cloud. I'm just looking at my position there.
It's kind of... Spies, you're missing me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I get no bonus to my not being able.
The communication person will talk to me.
Power left after that.
What?
Well, I made my engineering roll with a 14.
Oh, wow, you have a lot of extra power.
Yes, I do.
Well, you got dinner, you hungry up with
okay. Okay, so quick calculations. I have a +2 to hit. Assume we got 1 on dodge, +1 to hit. So if I fire 3-4 weapons, that's 50, 60 power. Okay, we'll try that.
Okay, no dodge.
Okay, he's getting hit with two pulse phasers and 2 torpedoes. Okay, so my total is...
So you got -3 for the weapons.
-3 for the weapons. +2 for my command and sensor, so overall -1.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. Okay, my tactics is 3d+4. Okay, so his range is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, that's just outside of one of my ranges.
Keep doing that.
Done?
help out the guys in the clouds.
Sure.
Okay, so is this range is a minimum or a maximum? I
have zero.
Up
to that.
What?
That's maximum range for that range.
Okay.
Inclusive.
So for the pulse phasers, I need 10. First one misses.
What happens when you beat your targeting roll? Anything?
Oh,
I've got the targeting.
Second one misses. Okay.
I was like, what can possibly hit me this red?
The torpedoes. I need a.
Oh, he fired everything.
One. That's a hit.
You subtracted one.
Okay. I hit him with 40 points of torpedoes in the aft.
One torpedo each?
Yeah, two torpedoes hit him.
Okay. Yep, shoulder's still up.
Oh, I missed the pulse phasers. He was way out of range.
Yeah. Ship rocks.
What initiative are we down to? Are we close to the fort yet?
Yes.
Hey, wait, does the force shield come down?
Not yet.
Does it waver?
Wavers for a sec.
Oh, what's who?
I charge out wings.
I want. Next time.
You're on.
Yeah.
What initiative are we at?
That was 8-7.
It's going to be a while before we hit 4.
Perhaps this is our chance to escape.
We put your dim and then find me out.
That's right.
So send out the towers come up, you'll come over and take over the ship. So, Kevin, aft weapons can do anything back here, or weapons, anything up there?
Yeah. So, basically.
Oh, like that is two torpedoes down.
So you do have blind arc.
You do. Oh, so they are.
Right around here is blind.
Is this blind?
Or this is blind?
So pull your ship out.
So this is blind right here and here.
Unless you have 360 weapons. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So anything that says forward means this.
Okay. Basically, the only thing that really matters is photon torpedoes if they're forward and after you can use one and fire one.
Is there an arc chart? It's easy. It's just these three.
Yeah.
And go out in line straight from those three. In the back is these three and go out in line.
Okay.
So you see if you got those lines, the one that starts.
There's a wedge in there.
Got it. Okay. This guy moves up three.
Yes, then you're going to make it to next round.
What do you forget these, all these little ships?
We don't know about the little ship.
The shield, you get the percentage.
What do you think the chances are this guy is going
to
get that
shield? Shield, you get 15%.
Great guy.
These guys with
every shields come back in the engineering room.
I have my answer set.
What was your engineering role?
It was 14.
Okay. So 30% of your maximum shield, whatever that is.
Oh, okay. 30%. No, I thought it was 15% of my power.
No.
Okay.
You're a big ship. You've got a lot of hull. And don't forget, you'll get shield up every turn if you put your engineering into that.
Yeah, 7 points of shield there.
Hey,
well,
I did. Depends on how you roll on engineering, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm assuming I roll 30%.
That would be rolling a 14 every time, which would mean rolling a 6. You should assume 30% if you get once of every 6 turns.
Okay.
I don't think that's a start, right?
If you roll a 13 or higher on your engineering roll, you get 30%.
Yes, so I got.
What's your max shield? Engineering plus of at least.
My max shield is max shield or normal shield.
Max shield.
You get back that percentage.
What's your max shield?
So either 48 or 70, depending on how you count.
Seven.
What do you mean? How you count it? What is your max shield? You've got two numbers. You've got shield. Two numbers. No, there's no such thing as emergency shield. There's two numbers by
normal.
There
is emergency shield.
Yes.
Emergency man.
Emergency man. Emergency man. Just normal man.
Yeah.
Two numbers.
The second number.
Normal and man.
10, 20, 30 or that.
No,
he was using emergency, which is the same word that Kevin used for what you were using for math.
Okay. Same number. Okay. So, what's your big number?
70.
Okay. So, you get 7 back if you roll a 7 on engineering. You get 14 back, or 21 back if you roll a 13.
Okay.
So, you think you get
nothing. You get nothing back?
Nothing.
I think I have to use my engineering probably for power. I think if I can do 20 more points of damage to the Klingon or get 8 more shield back, probably worth it to do 20 more points, huh?
But you don't know. Well, you want to blow it up?
Well, yeah.
You want to blow it up? What?
You know, Dave and Jen
are
on
one of the ships. Do you know what one?
Yeah, I do. It's the one with its, that I was chasing. And this one uncooked with its back toward me running away. These were coming at me when I did it.
Hey, that one's taking a pot shot at me, is it?
Yeah.
Can you go through the same square?
Yeah, that's right. There's the zero range.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it can be. Go to the cloud.
You know, I think we should be thinking three-dimensionally here.
That's why you go to the cloud. No senses. Wow, blank fighting.
Yeah.
What's your dodge there, Bobby?
None.
Okay.
The discovery goes down.
Four, two,
it was a very unfortunate roll. Actually, it's plus one on my dodge, which is about, you know, the best I'll ever do. Really?
That'll make Kevin unhappy.
Yeah,
you
shoot me.
Shooting
you. One thing.
Where
are you? Nah, those white guys, right? I was going to say, no one else is.
Yeah, it's actually.
I've already shot their wand.
Can you fire anything?
Although, I guess you get to keep it, sort of. Like this guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
how much damage did you just do to me?
Bastard.
I think they burst through my front shield.
I think so, too. I think you're in bad
shape. These two guys haven't been hit yet, right?
Right. No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to hit one in a big way.
Well, whichever one you get, I'm going to hit two.
Oh, cool.
So I'm figuring we blow this one up.
I'm figuring I'm going to go forward and go that way and hit everything I possibly have into that guy's back.
Okay, because I can go 1, 2, 3.
He's probably got as much shield
seven
as
normally.
Is.
That's fine.
But then the next turn he can't blow me apart again.
I can boost
it pointed forward.
But I can also boost my power and hit his back as well.
Okay.
69.
We're fucked.
We're fucked.
You take that's a bigger ship. That's a bigger ship on their side.
This one?
Yeah.
Minus 69. One.
Oh my
god.
Fortune class.
Equals 112 by
the
Varta class.
So it's being blown through by times two? Almost?
Well, yeah, currently.
And blew through by a lot.
Right, so much internal.
Yeah, it goes to structural.
52.
Right?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Well,
two people just unloaded on me.
I think you put that stuff for the engineering shield instead of power.
Each engineering shield.
I think Dave's going to not move forward.
That would be unfortunate.
You can do. You can put
your.
Yeah,
said you can. Yeah,
put your
2-to-1 ratio.
2-to-1.
You only have like 10 shields left.
Yeah,
you, know, yeah, 17,
you shot me with 43 damage, then you shot me with 69 damage.
Okay. Actually, you might be better off, yeah, coming
to the life pods, boys.
Alright, so here's what happens.
You've got
to take 52 internals, that reduces their structure.
Yeah.
You lose the transporters.
Okay.
You lose one shield generator, which does all shields are at minus 10%.
All shields are at minus 10%.
So
is that permanent
so
or is that a one time?
Just say from that.
So when your forward shield, like right now, is like negative 52, it's really at zero. So
yeah.
If he adds
zero.
You know, 10 next time, it goes to 10, not to negative 50.
Right.
Okay. So 70.
So just reduce the maxes by 10%.
72.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that it?
We'll see how much damage
the thing is, if you stay there, You can drop your rear shields and put it all into forward.
You can turn around and start firing the rear shields.
Yeah, that's another possibility.
You do anything.
Of course, two ships against one is pretty tough.
Yeah.
I'm going there.
Oh.
Klingons are far more dangerous than...
Yeah,
that's
well, I assume
we're
going to go over there, too.
I think I'll just go with that. Yeah, that's why I'm going for pincer movement.
Pincer
wedge
movement. Oh, were you the other one going for the discovery?
Yes.
So what's the next turn?
You guys think you can do it by yourself? I don't think so.
I could do it by myself.
All right. Get right.
I've got a defiance class.
Does anybody... How big is this one?
4.
Do I know roughly how much shield and crap that guy has?
Like... 50 to 60. Well, let's see.
50 to 60.
That's
as good as me. 54. All right. So he's a sizable threat. So, all right. So I'm gonna go 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Turn, which I need a 4 for.
Yeah, the first turn is 3.
Okay. Then 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.